Well, this morning we're going to talk about some of the activities going on with Fire Prevention Week. The Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department has some things going on at the beginning and toward the end of the week to get people involved. And Tom Cappell with the Atlantic Fire Department and with us here this morning. Tom, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me this morning.
You guys have a lot going on here during the course of Fire Prevention Week. Is it the most visible time of the year for the fire department?
Yeah, Fire Prevention Week, nationally is a big thing, and then locally we try to do the same thing too. So that's kind of when we get out in the community and really try to, bring awareness to the stuff that needs to be done, for the homes to be safe and for the kids to be safe.
Very good. Well, let's kind of start with the first event that'll really be going on, and that's the Fire Prevention Week breakfast. It'll be going on here this weekend.
Yes, this Sunday, October 9th, we have our annual donation breakfast. It starts at 7 a.m. and it runs till noon out at the Atlantic Fire Station. And we will be serving eggs, sausage, pancakes, juice, coffee. And it's free will donation, so everybody stop on out, check the equipment out. At 10 o'clock, we have Midwest Medair is going to land the helicopter behind the fire station and let people check that out, which will be pretty cool. So come on out, have breakfast, enjoy it, check out the station. We're fortunate. We have a nice station out there. We got some new equipment out there. And just ask the guys to show you around, and they'll sure do it.
I know what it's like. You talk about the fire station. I know what it's like in most people's homes. The garage is never big enough because you fill it up with all kinds of equipment. Well, you guys have a much bigger garage than we have, but it seems like that gets filled up too.
Yeah, we're running out of room. The equipment that we use, the trucks that we use are so much bigger and they need to carry so much more stuff. So we're running out of room in there also. And, then we get set up for this and we have to find some homes for some trucks for the day. So it's always fun though. We have a good time doing it. The guys have fun flipping pancakes and doing that stuff, and it's a great time, and we just like the community to be a part of it.
Well, we appreciate folks being generous with their donations as well. I know you're supported with taxpayer funds and things, but that doesn't cover all the extra expenses, the training, the equipment, all of the things that go on with trying to outfit and keep firefighters not only outfitted but keep them trained these days.
Yeah, the training, we do at least one night a month of training, and that's on the fire side. Those of us that are EMS certified, we have one night a month that is set aside for EMS training, plus our meeting night. So we spend a lot of time out there. We're a family out there, and we got a lot of stuff that we have to do state, to keep up our state certifications, our national certifications. Our guys, we try to do the best we can do, and so you're going to do that by training and doing all the continuing education stuff that we have to do.
Are you full strength right now?
Yeah, we're right around 40 guys. I don't know exactly, but I think we're just around 40 guys strong, which is our limit there. So, but by the time you gear everybody up, which is very expensive, and the pagers and all that stuff, it takes a lot to keep 40 guys clothed and all the training and pagers working, and it's a lot.
Well, and being able to just say in a small rural volunteer fire department, to be able to say that you're close to full strength is something, because a lot of them aren't.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. The businesses that the guys work for, whether it's in the farming community or in town or whatever, businesses are good about letting the guys go. And during the day, there's in a lot of communities, there's not a lot of people around. So we're fortunate that we have guys around and owners of businesses or whoever they work for, or if they're business owners, taking off the time and going and doing what needs to be done.
Absolutely. I know there are a lot of things that go on during the week. Things kind of get rolling with the donation breakfast, but you've got a lot of other activities that are happening.
Yeah, this week, in the donation breakfast, going back to that for just a sec, that money that we get for the donation breakfast helps with the fire prevention stuff that we do at the schools and the stuff we get the kids and all that. So the guys saying that, the guys are going to be taken off, in the next week. And they'll be to the schools and the preschools and some of the daycare systems and stuff like that, the middle school, high school sometimes, just doing some fire prevention stuff, some training stuff. It's good for everybody, just that refresher, you know, when you, you know, the kids in school, you know, when you get out, when you have a fire alarm go off, everybody has that path they want to take every time. Well, if there's fire in that doorway or there's a fire that way, you got to know where you're going to go from there. So it's just a good reminder for everybody, you know, the kids, the teachers, everybody, that the stuff that needs to go on if something does happen, because, you know, that's the worst case scenario, is have an issue with a bunch of kids in a school. So
absolutely.
Well, I know when it comes to education, too, that I think a lot of us, we've probably heard it so many times over the years, we understand that you should be changing those batteries and the smoke alarms every year. But something caught my eye on the flyers this year, too, that made me stop and think for a second, had to do with actually changing out your smoke alarms. I don't think a lot of people even realize that.
Yeah, and we went with the national theme, too, which is Don't Wait, Check the Date, is this year's fire prevention slogan, and it's replace your smoke alarms every 10 years. So every 10 years, you're supposed to take your smoke detectors down, pitch those, put up new ones. If you're not going to do that, at least this is the time of the year that you check your batteries. Don't even check them. Take them out, put new batteries in each one, and then you know you're good for a while, because that, you know, that's your, in the middle of the night, that's your wake-up call to get up and get out.
Yeah, I don't know that a lot of folks even realize that there was kind of an expiration date on smoke alarms.
Yeah, there is, and I think, you know, everybody buys them, and then they pitch the packages, and they forget about them. They've got them up, so that's all they worry about. But that's they usually say 10 years is what you want to go on a smoke detector, fire alarm. So if you have one that's out of that, check it out. If it is an older one, just replace it. You know, it's worth every penny to you.
You bet. Yeah, it doesn't do you any good. Well, it's worthless if it doesn't work when you need it to, that's for sure. Well, let's talk parade, because that's the next thing that's coming up down the road here, kind of closing out Fire Prevention Week, October 15th. You got another big show coming?
Yeah, you know, the follow-up to the whole week is the Fireman's Parade, which we really enjoy as the firemen. That's kind of the end of the week for all the work that we did all week, and let the community come together and have a nice Fireman's Parade, and we try to do as much as we can as far as getting stuff here. This year we are going to have some stuff down at the park. The chamber is doing the picnic in the park beforehand, which starts at 4. They will have, and we've got some clowns coming in, some face painters. They're going to have bounce houses, photo booth. They're going to do a storefront scavenger hunt. They're going to have some yard games. And then LifeNet is going to be landing at 5 o'clock in the park again, which was pretty neat last year. So they'll be up there. And then at 4 o'clock, we are going to have Sheltered Reality there. It's a drum corps. They will be performing in the park at 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, we will get the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Marching Saints that we had coming to town this year. At 5 o'clock, they're going to come up and do a little performance before they go down to the start of the parade. So they are going to have a meal up there in the park. It's $7 and includes a barbecued sandwich, baked beans, chips, and a drink. And that is going to be provided by the chamber. So there should be a lot of stuff going on down there. And then, you know, when that ties up there at the park, you know, the parade starts at 6 o'clock. Line up, if you want to be in the parade, starts at 4 at 3rd and Olive Street. Just come there. We'll get you directed down to the parade, and we appreciate all entries.
Very good. Well, I know you get a lot of folks that show up that day to enter. They don't have to register ahead of time. Just be there that evening. But you do kind of have a general idea of some of the different folks who will be showing up. You always get well supported, for example, by area fire departments.
You know, the support between fire departments is great. You know, we have the Cass County Firemen's Association now, where everything's tied together. We always do mutual aid together and have forever. And we send stuff out to the other departments and hope they'll bring some trucks and stuff to the parade, because it's not just Atlantic firemen. It's all firemen. It's Fire Prevention Week, and that's what it's all about. And we love to see, you know, their old trucks, their new trucks, what they've got, and everybody seems to support, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always good to see all the support that you get. And hopefully the weather will be great for all of these events and everybody will come out and just have a wonderful time and be supportive again this year. Well, we hope it goes well. We appreciate all that you guys do to help us out here locally. And I know you guys appreciate the response, especially this week, that you get from the area residents that come out and really enjoy the activities with Fire Prevention Week.
Yeah, the support, community support is great, and we really appreciate it. And I know the guys work hard and try to do as much as they can get done in the next week. You know, guys are leaving their jobs to run to the schools and do their stuff. And, the business owners, thank you for letting those guys do that, because we couldn't do it without, because we can't do it after hours. So it's just a great, great support in the community for what the guys do. And we try to keep all the kids safe and just teach them a little bit when they come out to the station, you know, what they need to do or what they need to look for or what to do if they do have a problem. So, you know, that's what it's all about. If we keep all the kids safe in the community, that's what we're looking for.